The U.S. dollar had once again extended declines earlier today before finally trying to recover ahead of the North American Open. It would make sense to see the market defer to a period of consolidation ahead of today's highly anticipated event risk in the form of U.S. inflation data. As far as market reaction goes, anything on the hotter side of expectation will likely trigger a wave of broad-based U.S. dollar demand and selling pressure in U.S. equities. Anything at or below forecast will likely inspire additional downside pressure on the U.S. dollar and further upside in U.S. equities. Other event risk out in today's North American session comes by way of the Bank of Canada policy decision. The Bank of Canada is widely expected to raise rates by 25 basis points at its meeting today, which would take rates to their highest level since April of 2001. We did, however, note some calls for the central bank to hold on account of a rising unemployment rate. Earlier today, the RBNZ left rates on hold as widely expected, but did perhaps offer up a little more hawkishness than expected in the communication after saying monetary policy was still restrictive. The Australian dollar was also seen moving on monetary policy communications, this one in the form of an RBA low comment, which leaned more dovish than expected. Finally, in their latest financial stability report released this morning, the Bank of England warned that the average mortgage holder will probably have to pay almost £3,000 a year more when their fixed rates periods end at the end, and that more than 4 million mortgage holders will face higher rates when they renew their deals by the end of 2026. The pound has since given back an earlier run of gains to fresh yearly highs against the US dollar. That's all for now.